This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my Moss Nissan studio here at my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers also moving America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and check out all the different things that we have to offer. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too, because there's a lot of people out there that need a little divine guidance today, and I think it starts with the progressive, left, liberal, socialist, democratic, communists, Kyle.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they're in need of some sort of divine intervention. All right. Well, the president has done a lot of things since last night. There's been a lot of different reports that have come out. We've been on top of that. You and I have been on top of all of this all week long. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, after we talked about this three nights ago, CNN comes out and says, we've confirmed that the whistleblower is a registered Democrat. Not only did Schiff meet with the whistleblower, and he and his team helped guide them through the process the way they wanted it to be done. But furthermore, one of the whistleblower's attorneys also worked for Hillary Clinton and is a huge Biden donor. And we talked about all that, I don't know, maybe Tuesday night of this week?
Well, right. That's exactly right. The connections here, of course, are very important, and they're I hate to say, not all that shocking, because when we first saw this complaint after it was released to the public, and of course now we have very good reason to believe that Nancy Pelosi had either this complaint or good knowledge of the content.
She was aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, from Adam Schiff, who knew who the whistleblower was, his office talked to the whistleblower, gave him advice, maybe helped write it, you know, we're going to find out all
and helped
that.
To change the law, the rule rather, about not having to have first-hand knowledge be an eyewitness, but they could use the hearsay evidence. They did all that too.
Exactly right. And all of this, when you look at it on the timeline, everything now starts to make sense. Why they changed those rules, and then why Nancy Pelosi went out looking like she's taking a flyer on something before she ever even gets the transcript, which at the time of her announcement, I believe that we knew was going to be released in the very near term. So she could have waited 12 or 24 hours to read the transcript and then decide whether to make her announcement.
Here's the problem with Nancy Pelosi and with the Democrats right now. I believe that they do not have the votes to the 218 votes that they need. And the reason I believe that is because there are a number of Democrats, 30 of them to begin with, that are sitting in districts that if they vote, and these are red states, they're sitting in red states and in districts that are the balance of power in the state, so to speak. And if they just come out and vote for this impeachment in a solid red state, they are going to be voted out of office, and they know it, and they don't want that to happen. Now, I do know that the president also is going to send a letter to Nancy Pelosi in which he's going to dare her, and those are the words, the quote, dare her to hold an impeachment inquiry vote.
Yes, this is very powerful stuff, Captain. What we're watching, we're watching, of course, as we typically do here, we're watching history unfold before our very eyes, but this is a very, very special part of that history. And as we saw this move that Nancy Pelosi made to start this quote-unquote inquiry, which isn't a real inquiry because there's been no vote, it's not following the rules, etc., and now you have President Trump literally calling her bluff.
Yeah, well, now stop for a second, because you said they're not following the rules. There is an established precedent and set of the rules that they need to follow when they deal with impeachment, and they have not been following them since the very beginning, which tells me that if I'm an attorney for, say, the Republicans, and they go through with this and they do something out of line, which they already have by not following the rules, I'm going to sue the bejesus out of them and stop them right in their tracks.
Right, and of course, you'd have to have the ability to find out what the remedies are in this case, because we're talking about these co-equal branches of government and their different processes, but Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are literally, talk about going rogue, they've gone rogue. They're simply not doing the procedures the way that they should be done to afford anybody due process.
Here's the big thing. Remember that closed-door meeting they were going to have with the Inspector General of the state?
Yeah.
Okay, well, pardon me, they went in there into their urgent meeting expecting more impeachment evidence. And what they found out was they left with the propaganda about the Democrats' collusion with the Ukraine and some very damning information that, oh, by the way, managed to get leaked. That's how come we're talking about certain things, including the Ukrainian prosecutor that Biden got fired, said that he was told to back off the investigation. Bingo. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about besides just the impeachment thing, but it's in the news. We got to talk about it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America, Third Watch on a Friday morning, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. A fine job for sure. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, you can do what I did. About 3.5 years ago, I found out about Relief Factor, and I started to take it, and I've been taking it ever since. Now, I've got arthritis because of a lot of the injuries that I had, not only in the military, but in the fire service, and that's what happens down the line if you break a bunch of bones. My spine has been fused. I have back pain and an ankle replacement. I don't need to go on. But anyway, the point is that I have pain. Now, the Relief Factor that I've been taking cuts the pain down to just about zilch, just about zero. And I do it twice a day, once in the morning and once at night, both with a meal. If I have to take a third pack, which is four pills in a pack, then that's what I do. It's all natural. It works the way it needs to. And again, if you're suffering with any kind of pain, including muscle aches, I would strongly recommend trying the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Now, that means exactly what it says. You'll be given a 3-week supply, follow the instructions, see if it works for you, like it worked for me, and then you'll automatically be enrolled in the monthly shipment that you'll get. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start plus shipping and handling, and you can go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to order it. And while you're there, they've got a little video you can watch if you want to partake in seeing what it's all about. But relieffactor.com/captain, order the 3-week quick start, and you will probably, 80% of you anyway, by the statistics we got, will get rid of the pain you got. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Maxine Waters, just to kind of tee this clip up I've got here, Maxine Waters made another one of her unbelievable statements. She said the president is going to make is making her a target, and he's setting some of us up to be killed. Wonderful. Isn't that nice? Now, here's, and by the way, Maxine Waters is in this little clip, but listen to all these little comments made by the Good Time Gang.
It is simply antithetical to our constitutional democracy to use impeachment to overturn an election on partisan grounds.
I think it has traumatic impact on the confidence that the American people have in government.
The effect of impeachment is to overturn the popular will of the voters as expressed in a national election.
Their hatred of the president exceeds their caring about this country and its people.
It would trample upon the choice made by the people through the electoral process and do great harm.
The people elected the president. They still support him. We have no right to overturn the considered judgment of the American people.
But what the American people are saying loudly, clearly, is let's get on with the business of the American people.
Impeachment of the president is an undoing of a national election.
It violates the independence of the presidency, and it usurps the people's voice.
They are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count, and that the election must be set aside.
Send a message through the ballot box. That's what we do in this democracy.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
Now, everything that you just heard, Kyle, was a Democrat talking. And some of what you heard was were the Democrats talking when Bill Clinton was being impeached. Remember that?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And they were putting up one big fight like that and all the arguments that they were using and all that. Well, where are they now?
Well, of course. Well, because now the shoe's on the other foot. And they, you know, have simply decided that this is the way that they can get Trump. And I think one of the last comments there, I think that's Al Green.
Yeah.
And he's saying, hey, you know, we got to impeach this guy, otherwise he's going to get reelected. You know, I mean, what more of an attack on democracy do you need? I mean, that's what they always talk about.
Well, the reason I don't think this is going to go as far as they think it's going to go is because of two things. Number one, we know the president is about to send Nancy Pelosi a letter daring her to hold an impeachment inquiry vote. And number two, Pelosi herself yesterday made the following statement. An impeachment vote on Trump is not inevitable.
Well, maybe, you know, but, you know, Nancy Pelosi, for all of her faults and all of her bad policies and bad ideology, she's not stupid, and she understands how the government works, and she understands how politics works. So she's got to be seeing that this is not, you know, the touchdown play that she thought it was going to be. You know, she did, I think, give in. I think that was a real weakness on her part, giving in to the AOC-type element of the far-left Democrat socialists and the other radicals. But she may be seeing that this isn't really going to work the way they think it is. And at the same time, Captain, you know, she hasn't decided to actually go the actual route that she would have to go as a Speaker of the House in order to formulate these impeachment proceedings. This is a big deal, and they have actually hurt their party so
oh,
badly.
Oh, they have.
Yeah, and I think that they literally are handing on a silver platter the election back to Donald Trump.
I absolutely positively believe that what they're doing and what they've done has infuriated the Republicans and the evangelical Christians so much, because I talk to all of them all across the country every day. I get thousands of emails every day, and the people are telling me they're mad as hell, they're not going to take it anymore, they get it, and they're going to come out in droves. We're going to see more evangelicals vote this time than we've ever seen in the history of the United States, and they're going to vote these bums out of office, the ones that are making the most noise on the progressive left, liberal, socialist, communist side of the aisle, and then they're going to vote Republicans in and put a complete majority in there in the House and the Senate to allow this president to be able to put through the things that he got elected to do to begin with.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And this is so important, and this is why the president with his letter to Nancy Pelosi, I think is echoing the sentiment of a lot of people, I think, that, I mean, you want to talk about resistance. Well, the righteous resistance in this case is to go against people who are trying to literally railroad the country down this path of impeachment and simply say, look, we're not going to play this stupid game anymore. You have to either put up or shut up and call the roll, for example. And I think the president's right to...
And they've already violated the rules in the House of Representatives for impeachment by not following the rules to begin with. You can't just skip around and do what you want to do and put the cart ahead of the horse when it comes to an impeachment proceedings in the House of Representatives. You can't do it.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why it's important to draw the lines, because the American people understand when something unfair is happening. Again, the American people want to know the truth about things, but they can tell when this is, pardon the pun here, when something is totally trumped up. Mm-hmm. Only to create this media firestorm, and it's not right. It doesn't get the business of the country.
Well, we're gonna move on and talk about some other things here. But before we do, the Gallup poll came out today, and the job approval for President Trump is higher than the approval rating of him. Go figure.
Right, right.
What's that tell you?
Well, for one thing, people understand that the country's going in the right direction, you know, for people being employed, people having the thought that they're going to be employed this time next year, that the things are going to continue, going well for all different strata, socioeconomic strata. And that's a powerful thing.
And our president today was in the Villages here in Florida and signed an executive order there. And he's protecting Medicare by an executive order. But he also is not taking everything lying down. I mean, he's doing a good job. The things that he's doing are working very well. And again, we've got more good economic news that came out today. And I mean, nobody's talking about it because all this impeachment stuff is in the way.
Well, that's exactly right. And so what we do have to look at, though, is any subsequent economic information that comes out, of course, by many in the media will be spun very negatively. But to some degree, though, the entire impeachment affair may not actually be affecting the markets quite as much as we might hear that they are, intuitively think they are, because I think the people and the markets understand that this is going to go nowhere in the House. It's certainly going to be DOA in the Senate, and so I don't think that's really going to affect it as much. But the economic news continues to be generally good, and hopefully it'll continue to be that way.
Well, the jobless claims rose a little bit. However, the labor market is staying robust, and there's still plenty of jobs out there. There's actually 7.1 million jobs available per the statistics that came out today. Isn't that amazing?
That's great. That's amazing. Yeah.
All right. Well, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about still. And, again, the fact of the matter is the president is aiming to boost Medicare, the health program, make some changes in there. But it's all for the good. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'll USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Vaping concerns topping the news this hour. More vaping issues to report now. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports more than 1,000 confirmed cases of vaping-related illness in 48 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. At least 18 deaths confirmed in 15 states and more deaths under investigation. Symptoms include severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain. In other news,
first-time claims for jobless benefits hit around 219,000 last week, and that was up around 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases in claims were seen in Michigan, Kansas, and Missouri. The biggest declines in first-time claims were in New York, Georgia, and South Carolina. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the Warren Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money on their insurance for more than 75 years. And they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. The car you drive, the truck you drive, the motorcycle you have, the ATV, the boat, the RV, the wave runner, the snowmobile, the Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, whatever it might happen to be. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got to say hello to a friend of ours that's listening to the show right now, and that's George. We call him the Godfather down here. Bikers for 45 is the group that he's with. He had the honor of being on stage with the president today when he signed that executive order up there in the Villages.
Wow, very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I didn't know about it until I saw the picture, because I hadn't planned on going up there simply because I was doing some other stuff. Plus, I didn't get out of bed till about 1:30 this afternoon, so that wouldn't have helped either. But anyway, it is what it is. And it's all good. Now, the HHS secretary, Mr. Azar, has come out and said that the president is protecting Medicare by executive order.
That's exactly right. And what the president did at the Villages yesterday was he signed an executive order that he says is going to help protect Medicare and help make sure that these Medicare benefits aren't taken away from those who are currently receiving them. Exactly.
So what do we take away from Bernie Sanders, who just had a heart procedure with some stents put into one of his arteries to help him along there? He says that he's going to be alive and well and back at the Democratic debate following this heart procedure.
Well, you know, we certainly wish him well. That's a heavy-duty thing to go through. There's no doubt about that. I wonder, you know, there's a lot of talk about how this will affect the campaign. And meanwhile, as Bernie Sanders has been on the bench, as it were, Elizabeth Warren seems to be rising in the polls generally, especially where Joe Biden is concerned. But as far as Bernie Sanders goes, I think that back in 2016 really was the time that he was a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's out there, he's running, he's in the top three, I just don't see that he can capitalize on being a phenomenon. And I think that regardless if he had the health issue, I think that it was still going to be sort of inevitable that he was not going to, I don't think he's going to capture the Democrat nomination.
No, I don't either. Now, the other thing is, we yesterday were told about a settlement that was reached between the Las Vegas hotel casino and the massacre survivors and families, a $735 million settlement with the MGM Grand.
Yes, yeah, that's a huge settlement, of course, and you know, as we look back on what happened there, we're still in disbelief on how that happened, and of course all of the events leading up to it, and we're still, as far as I know, Captain, we're still it's wondering about the exact motivations that may have been there for the shooter.
Well, that got very quiet because of the fact that there were some connections between his girlfriend and the Philippines and an area in the Philippines where she was from where there were actually guerrillas, Islamic guerrillas operating in that area.
Right, right, exactly.
And that got very quiet after all that. We haven't heard another word.
Yes, exactly. And so obviously in terms of procedures and so forth in a big high-rise hotels like that and so forth, there are obviously going to be and have been changes made, and especially in terms of policies and protocols, depending on what's happening, might be happening in rooms.
What would you say if I told you there could be another Senator Lieberman?
Very interesting. Maybe,
now, the son of former Senator Joe Lieberman from Connecticut, who lives in Georgia, Matt Lieberman, has announced his run for the Georgia Senate race there.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Well, you know, Joe Lieberman, of course, was sort of a last of a breed, really, of a
Blue Dog Democrat.
That's right, yeah, and of a senator and of a politician who, you know, was not radical in any way, was able to talk to the other side, able to have conversations, and able to, I think, reach compromises and so forth. Joe Lieberman, a great-tempered sort of a guy. Hopefully this is rubbed off on his son and hopefully begin that kind of era again.
Now, what would you say if I told you that George Conway, that, by the way, is Kellyanne Conway's husband, is backing and supporting Trump impeachment and keeps coming up with this statement that he's unfit for office? I mean, my goodness, how in the world did she ever, I don't understand how Kellyanne Conway got hooked up with this guy.
I know. Well, it seems like all
talk about opposites attract. Holy cow!
No kidding. Yeah, and all through the Trump presidency, it's we've heard him say things. You know, Trump is this, or he's mentally ill, and this kind of thing. And it's always sort of played up as this big sort of bombshell thing that here's George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, saying these things. But, you know, the guy's entitled to his opinion, I guess, but there's millions and millions and millions of people, I think, especially Kellyanne, who disagree with the guy.
Now, there was a USA Today Ipsos poll that came out, And it's kind of funny the way they worded this, because they didn't word it the way I would have. The headline was 45% favor Trump impeachment. But how many people do you think didn't favor it?
Yeah, it's more like 66 or something like
that. No. It's in this poll, it was 51%. Oh, so it's 51 to 45 in this poll. I would have put down, on if it had been me, the headline would have been 51% do not favor Trump impeachment. Now, there was another poll that came out, 61% do not favor it. And I believe that was a, not Monmouth, but it was one of those colleges, not Quinnipiac. I can't think of what it is now. But there was another poll that there was 61 to 38, that one, 61 to 38, did not favor impeachment.
Right, exactly. Well, again, it goes to how the media frames things. And that's so important. And you know, there are entire college courses taught about how the media goes about framing the news or framing the culture, this kind of thing. And this is exactly what we're witnessing, because there's this idea of how do you make whatever the news is, make sure that it's driving toward the idea that, well, got to impeach Trump now. That's just the decision that's been made. And so whether we're hearing about a law that was passed or a political hit job that's going on, well, that's the media has the framework for that.
Now, what would you say if I told you that Apple CEO Tim Cook has now come out and talked about the fact that he is going to get into the fight over DACA?
Oh, interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Well, how could you, what are they looking at? Are they looking at working people? They want people to work? Is that what it is? They're looking for more of a workforce?
Well, it could be. It could also be an ideological sort of bent as well. And especially if you're influential, you have a lot of say or a lot of pull, and you can lend your name to a certain thing. But it could be a little bit of both, you know, as we see how it unfolds. But, you know, the president tried to give a DACA deal to the Democrats, and the Democrats turned him down flat. How is that helping your constituency, you know,
well,
your Democrats?
In the midst of their seemingly endless and unpredictable fight for the 2020 presidential nomination, does it make any sense for Democrats to promote some of their least likable congressional leaders as the new face of the party, people like Maxine Waters, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, and Elijah Cummings? Does that make any sense?
No, because they're off-putting and in the extreme, because they're not doing what the American people expect, and they're not talking about the things that are important to Americans. I mean, my goodness, Maxine Waters' refrain, impeach 45, impeach 45, it just makes her sound like she's kooky and not,
well, she is kooky.
Yeah.
She is kooky.
She is kooky.
I believe she's mentally challenged or something. I mean, I really do, ever since I first heard her speak.
Well, yeah, I think she is a little strange, and yet others, they just seem to be, is it drunk with power?
And by the way, a few years ago, she got away with giving her husband's bank money to do whatever they were doing when they had that banking bailout, and she said, well, she had no idea that he got any money. Yeah, right. Give me a break.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check him out by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. Well, when we come back, we are going to be talking about the weather, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We got some cold temperatures out there in the mountains, and warm over here, but everything's going to change over the weekend. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Hardy
well, there they go. Eastbound up there in that cloud. Old snowman behind the wheel, fretted up there in the front seat, just looking around, I'm sure. Got Bandit up front in that Trans Am. Don't forget about Frog up there, too, with him. And Smokey chasing him up behind there. All righty. I understand that's coming back. That movie is coming back. But I haven't heard who's going to play what yet. But we'll find out about it when we do, and we'll let you know. All righty. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, they are definitely not your daddy's truck stops anymore. A lot of changes have been made for the better. Your home away from home, out on the road, especially those all-new Pilot Travel Centers. Boy, I'm telling you, good stuff. And I can't wait Saturday when I'm taking my little John over there to Orlando. I know where I'm going to be landing at one of them, at least. For sure, en route. But anyway, let's talk about the weather, because a cold front in the west is going to bring multiple weather impacts towards the Midwest and the East Coast. Now, a cold front draped across the west is going to produce showers with some mountain snow, primarily in the northern areas. I'll get into where all that's going to be here in just a second. And ahead of the front, gusty winds will produce critical fire weather conditions in the Intermountain West and Central Rockies. Further east, moisture drawn up from a strong system is going to produce locally heavy rain in the southeast, and heat will linger south of a cold front, which means down here in Florida, we're still going to be in the 90s. And that's going to just be that way for lower Alabama and Mississippi, too, as well, and the lower part of Texas. Now, let's get to where all this stuff is going to transform and take place. First of all, you've got, and I'll start in California. In California, Northern California, again tonight, you've got a frost advisory up there from Redding on down towards the northern part of the Napa Valley. And you've got some weather coming in there over the weekend. Not sure what it's going to be. It looks like there might be some showers in the mix there. But going up over to Idaho tonight, the eastern half of Idaho, there's some very unsettled weather conditions there with some wind starting to pick up. And that's where it looks like as if there could be some snow coming into the mix in the not-too-distant future, as well as over into Wyoming. A lot of wind tonight in Wyoming in different areas, but it's brewing up there to do a little something over the weekend, snow-wise. And then in Utah, the eastern third of Utah, again, you've got windy and dry conditions, which is creating a fire watch advisory there in the northwestern part of Colorado. And over by Grand Junction, you've got a fire threat advisory there. Windy conditions there and up over the top, Eisenhower and Vail and down into Denver. And you got a little bit of maybe a little bit of moisture tonight down in the lower part of Colorado, coming up out of New Mexico in the mountainous area right there. Might have a little bit of precipitation starting in right there. But the weather is all contingent to what's going on moisture-wise down there in New Mexico and El Paso, Texas tonight, where you've got some pretty good rain going across most of I-10 tonight, east all the way over to El Paso. And that rain is going to continue as the temperatures get colder and the rain starts to move to the north to turn over into the white stuff, which is why we know that we're going to get some winter weather up there in the northern Rockies and the Rockies in general. Also, in the part in New Mexico, the eastern part of New Mexico, right around Clovis, you got some rain there tonight. Got a little bit of rain in the south-central part of Kansas, going up along I-35, you'll hit it right over the border. You also have got a frost advisory tonight for the eastern third of South Dakota, the northwestern part of Iowa, the southwestern part of Minnesota, and the northeastern part of Nebraska, Omaha. Your temperatures are down around freezing tonight. And down into the southeastern part of Texas and the southwestern part of Louisiana, you still have some flooding going on down there. Be advised of that. And got some unsettled weather conditions in the northeastern part of Louisiana and the upper half of Mississippi tonight, where you could have rain developing there, as well as some windy conditions. Now, coming over into Georgia, around Atlanta and west on I-20, you do have some fog tonight there, going up I-95, coming out of Florida, from about St. Augustine, once again, to about Brunswick. You're going to be driving into some foggy conditions there, so be aware of all that and prepare for a little delay, maybe. Up in the Illinois area and the southwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight, got some rain showers in the area there. And northern Illinois got some rain showers in the area there right now. And then unsettled weather conditions in the eastern part of Virginia over towards the Chesapeake Bay. Some wind blowing around there as well as, and also up into the coastal parts of Jersey. Now, there is a frost advisory tonight for most of upstate New York, up and down I-87, I-90 west over to Syracuse, I-81 north and south, down into the Pocono Mountains and northern Pennsylvania, and Elmira. You've got a frost warning there as well, too. So there you go. And along I-95 going up into Maine tonight, things aren't looking too bad, except for maybe a little bit of wind along the ocean there tonight. Maybe a little bit of wind by the looks of things. But let's not forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your favorite Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, because they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And the reason I keep saying that is because Flying J's main restaurants right now include a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Now, those are full-service restaurants, and you can't beat that. Food is pretty good, too. In the bigger ones around the bigger cities, you might find an Arby's, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, or a Wendy's, or maybe even a Chester's Chicken in there, too, but or Dairy Queen. And by the way, the Pilot Travel Centers could have anything from a Dunkin' Donuts, full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which is breakfast, lunch, and supper now, light meals, but breakfast, Dunkin' Donuts has been known for what they do for years when it comes to the breakfast sandwiches and the little bowls now. They've now got the breakfast bowls there, too, similar to what some of the other places are doing. And for lunch, they've got sandwiches, and for supper, they've got sandwiches and soup and chili and whatnot. But don't forget that when you stop there, if you got one of their mugs, you'll always get a free refill. It's like as if you're getting a refill. And even if you don't, a free cup of coffee is waiting for you in one of their standard cups, one of their 8-ounce cups there. But if you get a hold of one of those mugs, you'll be in much better shape. So if it were me, I'd buy the mug, and then all the refills are free after that. I'm just saying. Now, when we come back after the top of the hour news, we will have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, with us, and I'm sure she's going to have some interesting things to talk about tonight, maybe say hello to a few people and do what she does, and that is a good thing for sure. So we want you to keep in mind that that's going to be happening here right after the top of the hour news. Now, if you're out there tonight on the highways and byways, if you see something going on that we need to know about, traffic-wise, weather-wise, anything like that, feel free to give us a call at 877-969-8600. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. Hello to Trucker Tom. Hello to Trucker Dave. And hello to Trucker Mark out there tonight. All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I shot you. I shot you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.